A poll released just before Thanksgiving last year showed that just 15% of Americans looked forward to talking about politics around the table with their loved ones, while about 40% said they hoped to avoid the topics. It's become hard for many people to engage in political conversations with people they disagree with, as more and more people are narrowing their sources of information, looking for news they already agree with. Meanwhile, the Pantsuit Politics podcast is celebrating 4 years of discussing news and politics from different perspectives in a grace-filled way. Beth Silvers and Sarah Stewart Holland are coming to Abilene this week to record a podcast live on the campus of Abilene Christian University. The pair is wrapping up the Nuance Nation tour. Sarah Stewart Holland joins me by phone. When you started this podcast in 2015, you couldn't have predicted how it would go, but I'd like you to talk about your perspective on the need for this type of podcast back then and how you see the need or the environment for it now.
I mean, we started the podcast in 2015 simply because we wanted to have the types of political conversations that we weren't seeing anywhere else. We were two moms from middle America. We weren't experts on particular policy issues. We weren't pundits. We weren't partisans who really were trying to, you know, push the talking points home. We simply wanted to have deeper, more complex conversations about the issues that mattered most to us and to our communities. And, you know, I don't think that need has really changed. I do think since 2016, there is more of an ongoing conversation for the need for civil conversation, and there are lots and lots of organizations, local, nationwide, who push for this and who try to host those types of conversations. But particularly in the media environment, having conversations about politics where people change their minds, where one side says, I don't know, or I need to learn more about that, is still desperately needed, I think.
It does seem like there is a more demand for this kind of conversation because it seems so rare. I'm curious, though, if you guys over the 4 years have noticed yourselves coming closer together on any issues, or if you feel like you're still where you were politically 4 years ago.
Oh, no, absolutely. I think that you don't have conversations twice a week for an hour plus about politics and not change each other and shift each other's perspectives. Both my co-host Beth and I have changed our minds on lots of issues, from welfare to trickle-down economics to Social Security. And it's because I think that as we listen with curiosity and with grace to the other perspective, we start to think through our own values, to think through why we're carrying the policy talking points so close to heart, if it's because they really matter or if it's just because we think that's what's expected of us. And so I think over time, we've developed a flexibility with each other. Now, we still see the need for government and the role of government very differently. That hasn't changed, but I think there's value in that.
Are there topics or news stories that you guys find difficult to approach, or does it feel really natural for you?
One of the most difficult things to talk about is not topics, but candidates. Because, you know, whether or not you attach to or feel strongly or are repulsed by certain political candidates, I think comes down so strongly to personality. And my co-host and I aren't just different in political persuasion. We're very different in personality. I mean, it's complementary, but, you know, the way candidates sort of the feelings, the way they seem to us can be really different. There's often we'll be watching a debate and I'll be like, oh, that came off as really extreme to me. And she'll say, oh, I read that really differently. So it just depends.
You also have a book, I Think You're Wrong, But I'm Listening. I find it kind of timely that your podcast is dedicated to civil discourse on pretty prickly topics just before we head into the holiday season and you're coming to town. Do you have tips for the rest of us on how to approach conversations?
Well, I would say that, you know, we actually avoid the word civil and civility kind of purposely because we think what that's, for better or for worse, come to mean in our society and in conversation is just sort of swallow how you feel to make it okay or to agree to disagree or to always find compromise. And that's really not what we mean. The subtitle of our book is A Guide to Grace-Filled Political Conversation. And the idea of grace, which is the other side is not my enemy, that everybody belongs, and that no one sort of deserves to be treated with less than basic human dignity just because of political opinions they hold. And we really try to focus in on that. And what's key, I think, for everyone to remember around the holiday season is what is the goal? You know, no one needs to leave the Thanksgiving table with draft legislation. We don't have to find the answer with our loved ones to immigration reform. We don't have to convince each other and all decide on the single course of action that will fix America. That's not the goal. You know, the goal with any conversation, especially with people we love and trust, is to build trust within the relationship, to get to know each other better, to understand ourselves better, to work on each other. And so if we go into the conversation giving grace, realizing that what we're really doing is just getting curious with one another, trying to explore our values and share our values with our loved ones instead of convince the other person, shame the other person, have that gotcha moment where everybody gets exposed for their hypocrisy, I think that the holidays would go a lot smoother.
Well, as I mentioned, you are coming to town this week for your kind of the end of your tour. And I'm curious of what it's been like to do these live in person with an audience kind of settings for the podcast, and maybe what you hope to get out of having this live studio audience in Abilene.
Oh, it's always wonderful to have a live audience. I mean, the energy is completely differently. We stay afterwards and talk to anybody who wants to have their picture taken or their book signed, and we get so many stories and perspectives from around the country that really help us understand sort of the political divide, regional divides, policy issues better. So being in person, seeing people's faces, hearing their reactions to what we're saying as we're saying it, there's nothing like it.
Are there things that you hope that the audience will bring as far as, you know, thoughts or things that they'll share back with you?
Well, we always do a Q&A, so it's always great when people come with questions or ideas to share with us. That's always our favorite part of the program.
Well, thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sarah Stewart Holland is the co-creator of Pantsuit Politics Podcast, which is coming to Abilene this Wednesday. They'll record the podcast live at ACU's Hunter Welcome Center. I'm Heather Claiborne. This is KACU.